This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Man, this feels like it's been a while since I spoke to you guys. Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast. This Kansas State Athletics Podcast, all about covering all things K-State here in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, just like I said, just right there, it feels like a minute since I talked to you guys. Obviously, we're officially hitting the quiet time portion, if you want to call it that, of the in-between seasons after the track and field squad took care of some big things in Eugene, wrapping up the 2021-2022 sports campaign and getting ready for the 2022-2023 sports season here. In the middle of all that, Kansas State basketball coach Jerome Tang getting ready for his first full season here as head coach for the men's basketball team later on this year, added another player to his roster. That is the person of Dizzy Stills. He is originally, according to this, Jonesboro, Arkansas, to the program for this upcoming year. And Stills, folks, is a sixth player to sign with the Wildcats since Tang has arrived here in Manhattan back in March. And this follows, of course, the first recruits that he got, like a Cam Carter, Jarrell Colbert, and David Nickasson, like we talked about previously here on these podcasts, including the weekly editions, which, by the way, if you have not listened to episode 103 of the podcast, go do that now. We had on our guy Anthony Frias II on the podcast. Definitely a must listen. Fifth guest on the Triple P podcast since this thing started back a couple years ago. Please, go do that right now if you have not done that as well. I know I haven't been all talking to you guys as of normal, but please do that now. If you want fresh content, you want more to listen to during these hot, hot, hot summer months, please do that as well. That's a hot addition as well. The 6'2", 200-pound combo guard Stills arrives here at K-State here after he's transferred from Arkansas State, where he saw action in pretty much 99.9% of the games. 27 starts made. He helped the Red Wolves to an 18-11 record this past year with the program's highest win total in five seasons. Prior to that, he saw action in 98 games with a combined 47 starts in three seasons, this coming at Arkansas. From 2018 to 2021, being obviously he was a huge contributor for the Razorback team, who won that team won 25 games in advance to the Elite Eight a couple years ago. Stills has logged 126 games of experience in between the Division I levels, including 74 starts, while totaling more than 3,000 minutes. Played 24 minutes a game right there. This is a big get right here for K-State. K-State needed somebody. Me and Alex talked about that on recent editions of the PPPW edition of the podcast, that they weren't done. You've had a feeling they weren't done. They needed to add some kind of experience to this team. And we both felt, obviously, I had concerns, if you want to call that, about can Marquise Noel lead the way? Well, you have somebody else that has a lot more experience now. Nothing, no shade thrown on what Marquise has done in the offseason, obviously, stepping up his game, which he's done, stepping up his game off the court, I should say. Being that leader off the court, you need to have somebody on the court who's going to have a veteran presence, and Stills does give you that. As well, Jerome Tang in a press release, quote, "The staff and I couldn't be more excited to add a player like Desi to our team at K-State." And, quote, "Obviously, experience has been a high priority for us, just like I talked about. And he has significant experience having played major roles at both Arkansas and Arkansas State." You know, I wonder why he transferred to Arkansas State. And that's pretty intriguing after Arkansas, of course, has had tremendous seasons going deep in the NCAA tournaments there as well. Kind of finishing up his quote, played major roles, and then just like that, the rest of the guys, Desi is a winner. He has been a part of 81 wins in college with a trip to Elite Eight, so he knows what it takes to be successful. We can't wait to get him here to campus so Wildcat Nation can get to know him for the quality man he is on and off the basketball court. We think he's a perfect complement to the other guys we've already have in our program, end quote, as well. And Stills does have that 1 year of eligibility left there as well due to the COVID pandemic a couple years ago as well. We already talked about the numbers. He scored more than 1,000 points in his college career to this point, to only 1,110, which equals out to 8 points a game there. 43% shooting from the field, 32% three-point shooter there. He's also a 68%, almost 70% shooter from the free throw line as well. He's had 50 career double-digit scoring games in his college career as well. I could go on and on as well. And I'm going to throw in another wrinkle here as well. Oh, and I just had it here for, I don't know what it did here. His numbers here. Oh, now. Yeah, I had it early and I somehow screwed up there as well. But anyways, there. A lot more of him coming up on this week's edition of the podcast. Yeah, scrolling messed up my eyes, so I'm not going to go much any further. So there you have it there. The Arkansas / Arkansas State now, K-State player here, Desi Stills, using his final year of eligibility here, coming to K-State, where he will use all that tools, all that knowledge on the court and off the court here to try to help the Cats be more competitive in the Big 12. And obviously, you haven't got caught up on the latest recruits. There are dailies of those recruits, for the exception of, we talked about Taj Manning. I did talk about Taj Manning on one of the recent episodes of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. So definitely go back and check that out as well. I've had discussed about the camcorders, the Naquan Tomlins of the world as well. You can go find those in the archives now, the Purple Project Podcast, which is presented to you by Rally in the Valley, August 6th, coming to you here in Manhattan, Kansas, from the Midwest Car Dream Collection building out in the back parking lot out there, as the countdown to that is quietly, fastly approaching August 6th there. And I'll have a sit-down, looks like a week from almost today, pretty much. I'm looking forward to that conversation as well. That will be in podcast form, and that will be a that will be an episode of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. So definitely be out and look out for that. I'll have more details to come with that as well. We're really excited to have to sit down conversation with the folks that are putting that inaugural event on here in Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely. You want more information, that episode is also, information on episode is also in the archives as well. Tally Rally in the Valley. Go check it out. Download it. Check it out. And tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast, folks, wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for this edition. So Jerome Tang getting, this is a huge get for him. Kind of, maybe he has another one in him. I don't know. But this kind of validates this roster. He needed to get somebody, a veteran, another person to kind of need a leader. And this is a huge get. So Desi Stills, welcome on board the K-State. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats.